Man of God, arise as a PPK, a priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family, and the king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join us as pastor and coach Gerald Benton encourages, leads, and teaches men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a PPK.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for joining me for another round of The Turnaround. I pray that these messages are helping someone, encouraging someone, shining light on some things in your life, or giving you a different perspective of what your spouse is thinking or the other person is thinking. This one was a place of when, like, once again, these turnarounds are places where God gives me something. You know, I wake up and God says, you know, another session of turnaround. And I have no idea of what it is that he wants me to say until I start moving in my day. And then I start, as I'm moving, he starts telling me, giving me places in my life of things, you know, of places where things were turned around. And so today it was a day from weak, being very weak, to becoming strong. And the things that I had to do, the things that my wife was doing, and it was a place of a struggle. I mean, it was really, really a struggle place, because I allowed the enemy to really and truly get a stronghold and cause you weak. And what he does is he gets in different areas of your life and of your marriage and causes weakness. But he's always that very thing that he tries to bring weakness to. God is really wanting to use it for strength. For instance, me and my wife, communication was like extremely bad, like bad. Every time my wife literally wanted to say, she opened her mouth and said, "Can we talk?" It felt like life. Life had totally been drained out of me. And all she said was, "Can we talk?" Because of the, I battled a spirit of offense. I felt like she wasn't respecting me by the way that she was saying things and doing things. But let me tell you, you know, the devil was wanting me to hear this in a totally different way. And I'm not gonna lie, I was hearing it in a totally different way. When my wife said, "Can we talk?" my mind went to, here she goes, she's about to find fault in everything that I'm doing. And so now everything that she's saying, I mean, like, literally everything that she would say, it was like taking breath away from me, to a place where I wasn't even hearing her anymore. I was only just trying to breathe. I was only just trying to find something. And when I walked out of the conversation, I felt so low. I felt so weak. I felt so, just so open. And see, the enemy was, he had used this place as a kid, you know, when I was trying to understand stuff. I'm offended, I'm rejected, we talked about all of that, the turnaround from all of that. But all of this stuff that I told you about turnaround, it was still trying to affect my now. It was still trying to affect me, trying to keep me at a weak place, trying to keep me at a weak mind, trying to keep me at a weak heart. And my flesh, that flesh was the thing that I just couldn't get. I couldn't beat that thing. That thing was just too strong, because I allowed every situation that I looked at, every situation that I came across, if it wasn't something that I was comfortable with, it was making me weak. Weak. So I'm talking about this conversation with me and my wife with communication. I don't know about your marriage, but if your marriage got dysfunction, if your marriage and your communication is broken, your communication is really bad, listen, I allowed that. The way I was hearing things, the way I would, my perspective of things. Let me tell you, she was only speaking because my wife has a gift of seeing where the enemy comes in, where the enemy tries to attack, what his strategy is. I mean, she has a gift for that. I mean, that's just a gift that she can see and hear and understand where the enemy come. And here go me. Every time she wants to talk, that's what it was. She wants to attack the enemy. She wasn't attacking me, but what I was feeling like she was attacking me. What I felt like is what she was fault finding. She was saying, you know, you're not doing this. She wasn't saying that. But every time she opened her mouth, that's all I heard. And every time we had this conversation, it was making me weak. And so what it was doing was I was getting offended. I was getting weak. And so I wasn't preparing myself or doing anything to help myself get stronger. I wasn't going to the word or even trying to listen or ask her, you know, what is this? What do you mean by this? Ask questions or get clarification on things. I was just trying to get the conversation over because I was already hurt. I was already mad. I was already frustrated. I ain't want to talk no more. And then I walked out of that room. All I wanted to do was go to my addictions, go to my habits, go to the thing that made me comfortable, to go to the thing that I felt like it gave me strength, you know, because I got my mind back. I got my feelings back. I got my swag back. That wasn't helping me, guys. That wasn't helping me. But the enemy is always trying to, that very thing that God uses to strengthen you, the enemy tries to use it to weaken you. And so if you got broken communication, and that's, I'm telling you, what makes a good relationship? Communication. Think about it. What's your relationship with God? What's your communication level with God? Is it broken? Because if it's broken, then you can find yourself being very weak, being very tired. If you find yourself tired all the time, you got to check your relation, your communication with God. Is your communication with God good? Because that's what he would say. He's like, Gerald, you don't communicate with me. You don't ask me. I mean, I wasn't asking God nothing. I was mad at her. I called her the fault finder. I mean, I called her the fault finder for years. I don't even want to talk to you. And when you want to talk, I sit there and be like, yeah, whatever. Hurry up and get this conversation over. Or I would say, I got it. I'm good. I got you. Yes, we straight. I got it. I understand. Yeah. And hurry up and get this conversation over. She knew that I was going to walk out of that conversation. And we was going to have that conversation again because, for one, I was already offended when she even opened her mouth and said, can we have a conversation? So communication and the way I was perceiving conversation or communication, I was being weak. I was weakening myself. I was weak because my mind was already on being offended and already being, you know, already blocking it out. So I allowed the enemy to get into my mind and to get into my heart and to block out communication, to break up communication. And so when I left, it made it easy because now I don't have to talk to you because I don't have to see you. And I don't have to return no phone call. I don't have to return no email. I don't have to return any of that. I don't want to have a conversation. I don't want to talk. And so that, and the enemy, here's the enemy. He likes to isolate you. He likes to take you away so he can get you weaker and weaker and weak because you're not strong enough. I wasn't strong. I was like, dang, I'm sitting here listening. I had to play all of this out this morning. All of this was just like a movie going on. I was like, dang, man. Here goes what God says. And your wife had the key the whole time. You wasn't even listening. She was trying to help you get stronger. She was trying to help you get into a better place I knew you was going to be in a place of weakness, but I was putting in her something that she had to pour into you. Now, did she get it right all the time? Did she present it to you right all the time? No. And I had to work on her with that. I had to work on her with her delivery. I had to work on her with her attitude. I had to work on her with her facial expressions. I had to work on her with her emotions and how she delivered these things to you, because those things affect you too. Those things were like kryptonite. They were sucking your energy. They were sucking your life. They were sucking your strength. And I had to work on her with that. And so when she started working, he started working on her. And when the turnaround started coming and when the turnaround came back, now I'm hearing something different. I'm seeing something different. Now when these conversations happen, now I'm it's no longer, now I'm sitting here like, Okay, that once again, that one thing that we just talking about communication. When that one thing that used to be the thing that made me weak, now when I see her, I'm like having conversations yesterday, and I'm looking at her like, yeah, okay, yep. She getting revelation. She getting the understanding of what things are happening against my family. What things are happening against my bloodline. What things are happening against my children. What things that are trying to come against me. And that used to be one thing that I used to be like, man, stop finding fault into this. Finding fault. But now I'm just like, okay, babe, I like that. That's energy. I got that. I'm seeing that, because now here we can. How can two walk together unless they agree? That thing there is sticking to me like glue, because I don't want anything to come between me and my wife to stop us from being in agreement, because when we're in agreement, we're stronger together than we are by ourselves. Man, come on now. We're just talking about a weak place and being in a strong place, because I'm telling you, it was a place of weakness. And let me tell you, when you're an addict, and you're trying to come out of an addiction, you ain't strong at all. That's why they give you accountability partner. That's why they give you somebody to help you. They try to get somebody to help you. Because if you don't get help, you're going to stay in a weak state of mind. Your flesh is weak. Your mind is weak. Everything about you is weak. And the person that's helping you, trying to give you some strength, trying to give you a word, trying to give you something. That's my wife. So that very thing that the enemy tried to destroy our communication, he tried to destroy our, well, I ain't saying he tried, he did it. He was destroying it. But let me tell you something, what the devil meant for bad, God turns it around for good. And so what God did with this, he opened my ears. He opened my ears and opened my heart that now I'm hearing something differently. I'm seeing it differently. My perspective is different. So now when she opens her mouth, I hear the strategies of God, because my wife doesn't just have conversation to have conversation. She does, but it's not, it's very far in between. And so when God starts talking to her, and it's like, I was telling you, I was prophesying to her yesterday. She's like, or the other day, she's like a vase, and that she's pouring out, and God is like pouring into her, and she's just steadily pouring out, but she don't never get depleted. He just keeps pouring, and she's just overflowing. So everything that everybody else is getting is an overflow. And I'm sitting there looking at this situation, and I'm like, yeah, that's why she can't. She's your resource to help you stay strong. So as you two walk together, as you two communicate together, as you two join and entwine together, you're stronger together than you are separate. So when you were out of pocket and out of place and out of alignment, you made a weak place, and you was the weak link. I'm like, oh God. But I'm crying about, I don't have no energy, why this and why that. I'm like, man, God, are you serious right now? And then he says, you know, I want you to start paying attention to these scriptures, because you know, I these scriptures, Gerald, but you ain't even living them. I need you to actually be a part of who you are, a part of your character, a part of your personality. I want these things to be hidden in your heart that the enemy cannot steal them. Because when he comes, he's going to come, but he can't find nothing in you. He's going to understand that you and your wife are so tight that the enemy is frustrated. He is frustrated because now he can't bring a wedge in between us. He used communication for one. One was the broken communication. If you don't even talk to your spouse, y'all don't have communication, then you got to understand and you got to see where the enemy is trying to destroy communication. Because what makes a good relationship is communication. So if you can't even communicate with your person, no, you'll say, well, I wasn't there when my wife was trying to communicate with me. But you know what? She was sending me these emails. She was sending me these texts. And some of them I wasn't responding back to. Some of them I really didn't care. But let me tell you something. If God unctions me to actually look at these things and pay attention to these things, I do. I really do. I don't care if I'm in a dark place. I do. I was looking at them. Now, were they changing me right then? No, they weren't changing me right then. That wasn't going to even happen. You know, I was trying to make her weak. I was trying to hurt her. And what was happening was, she had done tapped into God, and so God was giving her all of the energy she need. It was like Second Corinthians 12 and 10. It was like, delight in your weakness, your insults, your hardship, your persecution. Come on. Come on. Know that when you are weak, you are really strong. How is that? How is that? How is that? Because you're literally tapping into God. You're tapping into God. Yes, the enemy is coming to make you weak. Yes, he's coming to insult you. You insult your intelligence, insult your everything. I mean, come with the hardships, coming with persecution. And in the middle of that, you got to find strength. And the only way you find strength is you find it in him. Because the scripture before it says in 2 Corinthians 12 and 9 says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. My power is made. We're talking about the power that you have in you. We'll say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Or God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask according to the power that worketh in me. Here we go. There's a thing that's in you is a power. And the enemy is always trying to take the power. He's trying to take the power. The power is giving you the strength. The enemy is always trying to affect your power. He's trying to take away your power to pray, your power to speak, your power to hear, your power to understand. He's trying to take everything, literally everything. He's trying to keep you at a weak place. And I'm like, dang, come on, God. How long am I going to be weak? My habits were things that made me weak. It was like, that was the thing that just, they were sucking away my life. They were sucking away my energy. They were sucking away all of my power. That's why my flesh was so doggone strong. I ain't have no power to fight it. None. I have no power to fight it. But then I came back home. And here's the situation. Out of all of that time, I didn't know what my wife was doing. I mean, it wasn't like we was having a conversation and I'm doing this with God and God. This was, I ain't know any of that. I'm still getting unravels of things that she did. I'm like, you was doing that? I'm still kind of shocked at some of the stuff that God had her doing. I mean, like God had her doing, because it was only then that I knew that what God was trying to do in her, to make her strong enough. Let me tell you something. She had to be strong enough. Had to be strong enough. For when I came back weak, broke, busted, and disgusted. I ain't have no strength. I had none. None. And so the one thing that I knew was a wedge breaker for me was communication. So if I came back home and she started in on that, what I did, how I did it, did you know what you did, how you made me feel, you broke my heart. If she didn't say any of that stuff, any of that, I'd have turned around the door and left again. Because I didn't need to rehearse it. I was already living that nightmare. I was already knowing. I wake up knowing that because I'm not home, it's because I did this. I don't ignore it. But what was happening was I was trying to drown it out by the drugs, by the alcohol, by the pornography, all of those things. You know, whatever that situation is, people are trying to drown out. So they'll find something that would satisfy their flesh, because you're always trying to satisfy the flesh. You're not they ain't trying to satisfy the spirit, because if it was the spirit, I would have turned around and went home a long time ago. A long time ago. I wouldn't have done half of the stuff that I did outside of my family. I wouldn't have done it. But I wasn't strong enough. I was weak. I was weak-minded. I was weak. My heart was weak. My spirit was weak. And my flesh was taking full control over everything. I was literally demonically taking over. Because my thoughts wasn't even holy. My thoughts wasn't godly. My thoughts and my actions was nowhere near righteousness. I wasn't in that place. My mind was in thoughts of darkness. My mind was in street. My mind was in hustling. My mind was in dope. My mind was in alcohol. My mind was in pornography. That's where I was. And I was tired. And I said, can I come home? And now, the process that my wife had to go through, she put it in her book. She said everything that she had, some of the stuff that she had to do, because she's still unraveling stuff. And so I'm sitting there thinking, okay, if I walk back into this house and we go back into this place, man, I'm leaving again. But let me tell you something. I made a phone call and I said, can I come home? And she said, yes. And I already told you the story about the door and all that situation. So I came home, laid down in that bed. She wasn't home. She was at work. I laid down in that bed. When I tell you, I laid down and I felt like I was laying down in the clouds. I hadn't felt that way. I don't even think, even when I was home, I never felt that way. I never felt a sense of some peace that I can't even understand. I mean, this peace went past my understanding. I laid down and I slept like a little baby. She came home. She was like, everybody came home, what do you want? You want something to eat? It wasn't, close the door and let me sit down and let me tell you, da 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 da. It wasn't that. Let's eat. So let me tell you. So God was systematic with me. He used it. And she had to understand the strategies of God. I don't need you to talk to him now about that. I need you to show him some love. I need you to show him unconditional love. I don't need you to rehearse all of the bad stuff. I don't need you to rehearse your hurt, because I've already healed you. And if you are healed, that stuff is not going to come out your mouth. That stuff is not going to come out of your actions. You're not going to roll your eyes. You're not going to smack your lips. You're not going to do anything, because he's still broken. He's still jacked up. He's still broke. He's still weak. He's going to need some strength, but I'm going to need you. I'm going to need you to be a plug. I'm going to need you to be a source that'll give him some insight. Let me tell you something. Because she didn't do that for a good little while. And I was waiting on it. I was still not dealing with trickery. I'm like, let me see if I'm going to see if I can make her mad. Let me see if I can, do something to bring her back to her old self. And man, I was doing that stuff. And I knew, the one person that know how to get you to from 0 to 100 real fast is your spouse or your children. They know how to get you there real fast. And so I know how to get her there real fast. And she didn't move. I mean, it was like I was talking to somebody that I don't even know. I'm looking at her differently. I'm like, wow. Okay. All right. And then all of a sudden it was like a place. I felt what this thing called a place of peace. I was like, yeah. Okay. My heart, my flesh and my heart, that thing had failed me. It failed me. But God is the strength of my heart. And God started talking about my heart. Because at one time, my flesh and my heart failed me. It was like, they were like, we going this way, and you trying to go this way. And so it was splitting. And it was a hard place to be. And I'm watching my wife do something that was like, it was hard. And so God said, I'm going to give you the strength, Gerald. I'm going to give you the strength to beat this addiction. And in my mind, I'm like, man, you talking scripture. You telling me you're going to give me the strength to beat this. I'm craving this stuff right now as you talk. My addictions were so strong that I wanted it when I wanted it. And I had no power to stop it. I had no power to do it. And then it was one time I was like, babe, time out. You know what? I'm dealing with pornography. And do you know that thing opened up a floodgate? A floodgate. It was like, now I'm no longer, because I never told anybody. I never confessed it. I never said anything about it. But when I told her, it opened up a floodgate. It was like, oh my God, I just told her my deepest, my hardest thing that I could ever say or feel, I've actually told her. I came out of my mouth and said it. And when I said it, God starts showing her, okay, when to say something, when to deliver something, when to say something, when to talk. You know, it was such a strong thing that just breaks up. It was breaking up everything. My friendship, my intimacy, my love, my heart. It did. I mean, it was just everywhere. And so God just started really talking to me. I mean, like really, really talking to me. And I was like, he always talked about my heart because he was trying to get my heart strong enough. He was trying to get my mind, because I was double-minded. Because, you know, one minute I'm thinking like this, and the next minute I'm thinking straight evil. I'm thinking habits. I'm thinking drugs. I'm thinking, I just want to do this. I want to do this. You know, my flesh is telling me, you want to do this. You want to do this. But my heart, my spirit is telling me, you're stronger than this. You're stronger than this. And I felt like I was strangling my spirit, man. My spirit, man, wasn't getting enough. It wasn't getting enough energy. Getting enough power. And so God says there's a power that's inside of you that I tap into, that I'm gonna tap into, that I'm gonna make that power so strong that it'll override your flesh. And I'm thinking, oh Lord. I said, okay. I gave God a yes. I'm sitting outside and I'm like, okay, God, yes. And then I don't know. Like I said, I God has his own time with Yvette. He does what he does with Yvette. And he gives her strategies. And so she starts saying little stuff, not negative stuff, but she was saying stuff to encourage me. Because let me tell you something. When you battle failure, when you battle, you know, all of these things, you know, I battle failure, academic failure, success, all of this stuff, and it starts affecting your manhood. And when it starts affecting your manhood, now you feel less than a man, you know. And then when you're a person, you're in a relationship, and the relationship is always being is the words are being negative to you, it depletes you. It makes you weaker than what you really, who you really are. And so it starts affecting not only your mindset, but it starts affecting the way you feel and way you think about things, and it alters your perspective. And so you if you're that person that's always, you know, I mean, whatever, just going at that person and having that person, it's like the argumentative spirit, the quarreling spirit. That spirit right there is a spirit that takes life. It takes energy. It sucks the power out of the other person. It does. It makes them so doggone weak, especially if you're a man and you're supposed to cover and you're supposed to protect, and you know you're not in that place. You know you're not in that thing, but you're being reminded that you're not doing it. It just takes your manhood. It takes your mind. It takes a lot out of you. And now you're sitting there like, I'm the weakest thing in the house. You know what I mean? And that's just how I felt. I just felt like I was the weakest thing in the house. But my God, my wife started speaking the prophetic words before I even came home. And then those things just start unraveling in me. It started manifesting in me. And when I tell you, it tapped into the power. It tapped into that power, because now my identity is being revealed. That old, because I had started saying, because I got a pornography habit, I'm perverted. Or now that I'm in this mindset of drugs, I'm an addict. You know, I was, you know, these words, I'm saying these words out of my mouth. And so they're starting to manifest who I am. But my wife is over here talking about, you are a prophet, you are a priest, you are this, you are that, and calling me what God is calling me. She's trying to reaffirm who God says I am. And I'm over here reaffirming what my flesh is saying. I'm talking about why I was home. So we're combating because I wasn't strong enough. And then all of a sudden God just starts, he starts working on me. I'm like, okay, God, I don't want to do this no more. I don't want to think like this. What he says, so Gerald, what are you thinking about? I need you to think differently. I need you to think differently. I want your mind to think differently, because once you start thinking differently, then I can work on the power that's inside of you. So I had to What he says, go to your scripture, meditate on my word day and night. Mm-hmm. As a man thinketh, so is he. So what are you thinking about, Gerald? I can't be thinking about this addiction. I can't be thinking about all of these things. I got to start thinking about these words that were spoken over me. Then my wife starts actually speaking those things too. She started laying her hands over me and start, you know, laying her hands on my head at night and start praying, you know, what God, to reaffirm what God is saying in my mind. So as she laying hands on me and laying hands on me, when I wasn't there, she was laying hands on the pillow, and she was prophesying to the pillow that when I lay my head on here, on that pillow, that the mind of Christ, that everything that God has said, I am. You understand what I'm saying? The enemy is always trying to deplete and take away the strength of the family, the strength of the marriage, the strength of communication. I'm telling you, because this was my weak place. This addictions was my weak place. And my strength was over here linked up with my wife. And the enemy didn't want me to actually have a relationship and link up with my wife. I'm talking about wholeheartedly as one. And so when you start seeing things are attacking your marriage, you got to understand that the enemy is trying to weaken the union. He's trying to weaken the covenant that God has made. And so when God created a covenant that he gave you everything that you need. Each one of you have a part to play in the covenant. And as a sacrifice is being made and you two coming together, he says that you become one. And as you becoming one, you thinking as one, you operating as one, you functioning as one. And then when anything comes in between it, you got to understand the enemy is always trying to drive a wedge in it, because he's trying to break the strength. Because one sins 1,000, two sins 10,000. That ain't no joke. So if the Bible is saying that this is the way that you get strength, this is the way you get strength. It's strength. And so I'm like, okay, God, I'm back home. I'm still dealing with these addictions. I'm back home. My wife has done what she needed to do. And now she has to start saying these things, because I've opened up the door and I've said, in my weak moment, this is what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with pornography. I still have to say to her, hey, babe, I do this, time out. Babe, I'm dealing with pornography thoughts. I literally, either she'll put her hands on my head or we'll pray, whatever. If I'm not with her, I have to tell her that, because I don't want the enemy to have a any kind of way in. And so that's the place. That's the thing that used to make me shame. That's the thing that was a hidden secret that I ain't hide no more. Listen, it is what it is. I used to be a liar, and I'd be lying. I would lie to her about all kinds of things, lie about anything. And now it's like, man, bump that, dude. You might as well tell the truth. If there's going to be a situation where there's going to be an argument or some kind of, it's time to deal with it, because now you're not running away from a situation. Because here it goes. When you tell a lie, you got to tell another lie. When you become a liar and you have to tell the truth, now you becoming a man to have to deal with your situation, because here it goes. I used to be a weak man. I wouldn't say anything. I wouldn't do anything. I was doing that stuff, man. I ain't have no power. I ain't have no authority. I didn't have any strength to be able to say, you know, I'm lying. I lied about that. But then the Holy Spirit, let me tell you what God does. The Holy Spirit started telling her when I'm lying. Yvette, don't ask him that, because you're going to make him lie. You're going to make him lie. You want him to lie to you? I'm like, dang, Holy Spirit was telling you that? Yep. Just like the Holy Spirit was telling her where my drugs was. He was telling her everything. I'm like, Jesus. He was cutting off that weak stuff. He was cutting off that weak stuff. He wanted me to know that I'm giving her the information that she needs to help you get stronger, to help you walk out of this addiction. And so now, walking out of this addiction, now it's a place where I find strength in his word. I find strength right now in doing what I'm doing. He said, Gerald, I want you to tell your testimony. I want you to get on Facebook. I want you to get on here. I want you to tell everything that I've done, everything that you've done, everything that you walked through, everything, every addiction, what you were thinking in your addiction. And I'm sitting here like, God, I don't really want to do that. I don't want to want to tell you. But you gave me a yes. I gave him a yes. So when you see me on here, this stuff is therapeutic to me, because I have to walk back through all of this stuff. That's like, I'm telling you, remember I told the story of me walking down this road, in this dark road? I'm still walking on that road, y'all. I'm still walking on that road. Now I'm not walking on that road by myself. I'm still in my journey. And I'm going to be in my journey till God says, well done, my good and faithful servant. I'm going to walk this walk. I'm going to walk it until he calls me home. I'm telling you, that's where I am. And so I got to stay strong. I can't stay in a weak spot. I can't be a weak man. Our marriage was like Ahab and Jezebel. Ahab was he was a weak king. He was a weak king. Jezebel was running everything. My wife she was running everything by default. Why? Because I wasn't in the right place. I wasn't doing the right thing. My wife got stronger because I wasn't in the right place. I was in a default place. But now God says that very same thing that was upside down and backwards, I'm gonna turn it around. Now I'm gonna make you stronger. I'm gonna put you back in your rightful place as the head and not the tail. I'm gonna put you above and not beneath. That's why I'm bringing you, Gerald. That's what I've called you to be, Gerald. I've called you to walk in a power and in a strength that changes the mindsets and the hearts of the people. I was like, oh wow, okay. Okay. So when someone says, yo, met these broadcasts help, I'm like, dude, I'm praying that God just helps somebody, because when I'm doing it, I'm helping myself. I'm strengthening myself. This is where I get my strength, because I'm able to tell it. I gain strength through telling my testimony. It's real to me. It's real to me. He says in 2 Corinthians 9, he says, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness. So when I feel weak, I understand that when I'm in a weak moment in God, I'm gaining the power and authority inside of me that gives me the ability to get on this live and give you everything that I have. When I feel weakness, when I feel the weakness of the people, my passion comes up. My passion starts to rise up, and it's like, no. Enemy, you ain't going to take their authority. You're not going to take their power. You're not going to take their strength. Father God, you said that when they are weak, you are strong. Father, they lean, they rely, and they trust in you. And I believe that. I believe that. I believe that. And in Philippians 4 and 7 says, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Come on. That scripture right there is what I walk on. I walk on. That's my go-to. That's my go-to. I can do. He give me the ability. Me. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. He gives me strength every day because I ask for it. I ask for the strength. God, I need strength to walk this out. God, I need strength to walk out my deliverance. God, I need strength to be able to handle this situation. God, I need strength to be able to say this. God, I need strength to be able to make this right decision. God, I need strength to love my husband, my wife the way I'm supposed to love my wife, or to love my husband. You got to ask for some strength to love my kids, to love my job, to love my walk, to love my mandate. You got to ask God, because we need the strength. We need to operate in the strength and the power of God. God has put a power inside of us that is ready to explode. It's ready to explode. But our key is we have to tap into him. And if I never tapped into God, I never surrendered to God, I never yield to God, I never said yes to God, I don't even think I would operate, I would get into this strength. I don't think I would get into this power, because let me tell you, I wouldn't have tapped into my wife. I wouldn't have connected with my wife the way I connect with my wife. I love that woman now. I used to hate her. I love her now. I walk in the room and I just say, give me a kiss. I walk in the room and say, let me hug you. I just wanted to come in here and see you. She's big. She could be in that counseling. I know some of y'all that's in her counseling, and she ends up looking up. She looking at me, because I've walked in the door just to see what she looked like, just to see if I, you know, if she needs something. I remember when I didn't like that. I wouldn't do that. But look what God does. Look what God does. There's a power that's in you that will help you get through your weakest moments. Through your weakest moments, you might thinking, you're sitting here thinking that this thing can be, it's just too hard, God. This is too hard. You're asking me to do something that's way too hard. But God says, I will never give you more than you can bear. He will never give you more than the bear. Because if he asks you to do it, I'm telling you, he gives you the strength to walk it out. He gives you the power to walk it out. The key is, I got to get in line with God. If I never, ever got in line with God and I never, ever said yes to God, I'll still be sitting in a broken place, sitting homeless, sitting busted, rejected, and all the above. That would just be my story. That would have been my story. But God, he loves us too much. God, he loves us too much. He loves us too much. He's created in us something that is unique. Each one of us has something in us that's unique that God is trying to stir up. God is trying to ignite. And today is the day that God is really trying to turn this thing around. It's like, turn around. Your weakness, I'm talking about this weak place. We all get in these weak places, but got to understand that when you get into that weak place, now God is like, okay, now tap into me. Because I'm going to give you, I'm going to put my super on your natural. There's things that you're trying to do, and especially me. There's things that I used to try to do that I try to do it in my own, and I fail. And my wife was like, why are you always trying to do it on your own? You know we got to do it together. And that's just like if you home by yourself and your spouse is not there, why are you trying to do it on your own? Because God is there to help you. God is there to assist you. God, exactly what you need to do. God is in that place. So if you're in that place of weakness, I mean, you got your weak moments, you crying, you hurt, you busted, you rejected, you abandoned, you lonely. You in that place, but you're not alone. You are not alone. When you are weak, he is strong. I'm telling you, find the scriptures and eat them. I mean, when I say eat them like meat. That means they're just getting, you're digesting it. It's getting in you. It's getting not only in your heart, but it's getting in every aspect of your body. It's medicine. So God was like, my word is medicine. If you believe it as the truth, if you believe it as the light, you believe it as is me, then eat me. Then eat this word. Digest this word. Put it into your mind. Put it into your heart. Let it meditate on it. Let it come out of your mouth. As you speak this stuff, we get stronger. We get stronger. It's like increasing your faith. It's increasing your belief. It's increasing your hope. It's increasing it. When you get weak, understand the enemy is trying to deplete you. He is trying to get you to. But see, he don't understand that when he makes you weak, God, that's when you tap into God and God just increase your strength. Not as he going to increase your strength back to where it was, but he gives you more. He's an abundant God. He does exceedingly and abundantly more than we can think or ask. Think or ask according to the power that worketh in you. So ignite that power that's inside of you to bring you into another place. Ignite that power that's inside of you to go to another place. Don't be crying just because you went weak, because now God is getting ready to take you to another place. You better tell me. So I came home weak, but now God is taking me to another place because I've tapped into the power that's inside of me. I've tapped into something that's taking me further than what I thought. I ain't never thought I would ever get out of drugs, out of pornography, out of perversion, out of generational curses. I ain't think I would ever get out. I just thought that was just going to be my life. I just thought that was just going to be my personality and my character. But God delivered me. He delivered me from it all. He's constantly delivering me. He's constantly bringing things that I suppressed for so long. And now he's taking me into a new place. So let me tell you something. Let me tell you, just because you're having a weak moment does not mean you're weak. It does not mean that you don't have power. Now you're in a place where you have to truly lean, rely, and trust in God. Not your own. Not your own mind. Not your own intellect. Not your own feelings. None of that stuff. You have to actually do it the way God wants you to do it. Period. Period. That's it. Do we understand? Period. And I pray that you understand the turnaround. So I just want you to say, today is my turnaround. Today is my turnaround. If you believe that today is your turnaround, put it in. Today is my turnaround. Today is my turnaround. Yes, I was weak yesterday. Yes, I might have been weak this morning, but now I'm strong. I'm in a whole new place. Today I'm in a whole new place. Today is my day of turnaround. God is getting ready to turn around everything that the devil went for bad. God is turning around for good. My marriages is turning around. My communication is turning around. My bank account is turning around. My children are turning around. I believe that everything that the enemy tried to destroy is being turned around for God. I believe it. I feel it. I got faith in it, and I'm going to declare it until I see it, God. I'm believing it until I see it, God. I ain't going to waver. I ain't going to stop. I ain't going to quit. The enemy ain't going to take my joy. I'm telling you, he turning around your joy. He got you sitting there mad, busted, and scut. You angry every day at your situation. But God says, I'm going to turn it around. I'm going to turn around your anger. I'm going to turn around your hurt and turn it into joy. I'm going to turn around all of those things that you cause yourself to be sitting there weary and fatigued every day. But God says, I'm giving you the strength. I'm gonna give you the power to turn this thing around. And so as he's turning it around, you start seeing the things that are turning around. You start seeing the supernatural strength that God has given you. He starts seeing the things that was once looking dead and bleak, and now it's coming alive. You see your communication coming alive. You see your friendship coming alive. You see your romance is being returned. Everything is being turned around. This is the time for the turnaround. This is the time for the turnaround. Things are being turned around for you now in the name of Jesus. It's being turned around. It's being turned around. No, you're not going to go back to the old you. You turned around. It's time to turn around and go the opposite way. It's time to turn around our speech, the way you speak, the way you talk, the way you praying, the way you fasting, the way you live in your life. It's time to turn it around. Turn it around. I pray that this give you the strength to turn around. I pray that this give you some the power that's inside of you is being ignited right now. That you just are overflowing. That you're in a place of joy, a place of happiness, and that everyone sees you. You see your strength coming back. You feel your strength coming back. So I cancel all that weak spirit. I cancel the weak mind, the weak heart, the weak words. Now I cancel them. Now you're going to operate in a spirit of strength, a spirit of power. Now, in the name of Jesus, strength to make it through the day. The power to destroy the enemy that is trying to come into your home, that's trying to destroy your home, that is trying to destroy your destiny and purpose. You have the strength now to stand in the midst of a storm. You have the strength now to stand in the midst of a storm. You have the strength to come out. You have the strength to overcome. You have the strength to beat down. I speak the strength over you now in the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. I declare that you can do all things through Christ. All things through Christ who strengthens you. Father, I thank you for giving them the supernatural strength today. I thank you for giving them the wisdom, strengthen their mind, Father God, that they no longer think the same. They no longer respond the same, Father God. Strengthen their words, strengthen their mind, strengthen their ears, strengthen their hearts, strengthen their spirit, man. I speak strength to them now in the name of Jesus. I bind the weary spirit. I bind all forms of fatigue. I bind all forms of laziness, slothfulness now in the name of Jesus. Everything that'll cause them, Father God, to be in a slumber place now in the name of Jesus. I bind the woe is me spirit, the victim spirit now. Father God, they're more than an overcomer. I declare now in the name of Jesus that they're moving forth in their lives, Father God, and that weak situation, that weak place, that weak mind, that Father God, they find the strength in you. They find the power in you to walk it out now in the name of Jesus. I bind every destiny pirate, destiny thief, and destiny devourer that's tried to come and kill, steal, and destroy their destiny now. I bind every plot, plan, employer of the enemy that has been plotting against them, scheming against them now to bring a wedge in between their marriage, bring a wedge in between their communication. I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. Father, they're strong enough to hear. They're strong enough to understand, Father God. I bind everything that tries to come against their intimacy and love now in the name of Jesus, Father. I come up against all forms of separation, divorce now in the name of Jesus. I cancel it now in the name of Jesus, Father. Your word, you said, if you promised them, Father God, something that Father God, they lean, rely, and they trust in it. They lean on you, Father God, in the times of trouble, in the times of hurt, the times of pain, Father God, because you give them the strength to make it through. You give them the wisdom and the strategies to make it through. Now in the name of Jesus, Father, you are able to do exceedingly abundantly. Father, you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Father, I keep saying it, that we are able to do exceedingly abundantly. You are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Father God, increase your dunamis power. Let us operate in dunamis now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we push, we lean in you. We push in you, Father. We call on you now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Father. Father, we're strong enough to walk out of perversion. We're strong enough. They're strong enough to walk out of the other woman's arms. They're stronger to walk out of adultery. They're strong enough to walk out of the argumentative spirit, breaking the argumentative spirit. They're breaking generational curse of dysfunction in the communication in the family. Father, they're breaking that quarreling spirit that has operated in the bloodline. They're canceling it now in the name of Jesus. They're strong enough to break it now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, they're breaking it now in the name of Jesus. Father, you're turning it around. You're turning around, Father God. No, their marriage won't quit. No, their marriage won't be dysfunctional. No, their marriage won't end in divorce. Father, you're turning it around now in the name of Jesus. The Father God, you're blowing your breath upon their dry bones, Father God, dry situations. You're turning it around now in the name of Jesus. You're giving them the strength to speak to a thing now. You're giving them the strength, Father God, to walk out this life, to walk out your destiny, to walk out your purpose. You're giving them the strength now, Father God, and that everything that was weak now is strong now. In the name of Jesus, everything now. Their words are stronger. Their ears are stronger. They can hear better. They can hear clearly. They can see clearly, Father God. Now, Father God, you're turning around the blindness, Father God. Now they can see. You're turning around the deaf part, but now they can hear. You're turning around that mute spirit, Father God, but now they can speak. Now they can declare. Now they can speak forth a word now in the name of Jesus. You're turning around broken hearts, Father God, that broken hearts are now being healed. Broken hearts now are being strengthened now in the name of Jesus. You're turning around every disease, Father God. You're turning around bad reports now in the doctor reports now in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that you're Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth. We know you're Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And Father God, they lean, rely, they trust in you, Father God. They come to you, Father God, humble. They come to you, Father God, weak. They come to you, Father God, with a yielding and a submitted heart, my Father God. I thank you for the spirit of humility, Father God, upon us, our lives now. We thank you, Father God, that you're turning around pride, Father God, that we will truly be your servants, Father. We thank you right now that new things are being done. New places are being established, Father God. Now in the name of Jesus, Father, you're turning it around. You're turning around, Father God. No longer are we operating in the spirit of death, but we're operating in life and it more abundantly. Father, thank you for the abundant life. We thank you, Father God, for the abundant living now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that your grace is sufficient. We know that your grace is sufficient. We know, Father God, that the power is made perfect in our weakness. We thank you, Father God, that as we decrease, you increase. Let it be none of us and all of you. And we thank you, Father, for the fire of God being in our hearts, Father God, that we will not compromise. You're turning around a compromising spirit. Father God, that they will be steadfast and unmovable, that they will always, Father God, be abounding in your word, that they will live your word, eat your word, digest your word, Father God. Allow your word hid in their hearts now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for the meditating on your word day and night, Father. We thank you, Father God, for the ability to put on our armor today, Father God, to walk in this war. We thank you, Father God, that every battle that we come against, Father God, that we once lost is now you're giving us the ability to go back and win. We'll go back to take everything that was stolen. We get to take back all the spoils. You get to take back a thousandfold, Father God, because you're doing doing exceedingly. Father God, you're doing a miraculous thing. The things that people used to say about us, Father God, they can't say anymore. The things that they used to see, they don't see anymore. Father, you're turning around now in the name of Jesus. You're shining light on darkened areas, Father God, that they were that once, Father God, was in a dark place. But Father, you're turning it around and shining the light, that they now are the light. They allow are the tent peg, the salt now in the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you and I praise you for the turnaround. And as they accept the turnaround, Father God, they accept your will and your way. They accept your desires, Father God, over their desires. They accept your will over their will, Father God, that they are truly decreasing and you're increasing, that they were true. We are truly operating, that we are your sons and daughters, that we are created in your image and likeness, Father God, that we are no longer operating in a worldly mindset. No longer are we operating in worldly influences, worldly manners, Father. You're turning it around, Father. We walk in holy. We're operating in a righteous mindset, in a righteous heart now, in the name of Jesus. Father, this is the day that you have truly made, Father God, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, Father, because this is your day. The enemy can't take our joy. He can't take our peace. He can't take our happiness. He ain't gonna take our strength. We bind it now in the name of Jesus, because you said it is ours. And Father, what he thought he was doing, what the enemy thought he was doing for good, but man, what he thought he was doing for bad, you're turning it around for good. And Father, we operate in a turnaround day, in a turnaround spirit, and we turn it around in your glory. We're turning around in your in your strength. We're turning around in everything that you'll put into us, that this is our day that we turn around. So everything is turning around. I say your finances turn around. You go from lack to more than enough. You went from poverty to wealth. Yay! Oh, shut up. You went from bad health to good health. Now, in the name of Jesus, you went from a bad marriage to a good marriage. You went from broken communication to great communication. You went from being unfriendly to being friendly. You went from being unholy to holy. You went from unrighteous to righteous. You went from unforgiving to forgiving. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you pick your turnaround. You understand what your turnaround is. You know what you need to be turned around with. You just say, I'm turning around from it. You ain't got to put it on this broadcast. You just say, you tell God, you give God, I'm turning around from this. I'm turning around from my negativity. I'm turning around from my sadness. I'm turning around from this hopelessness. I'm turning around from this unbelief. I'm turning around from this madness. I'm turning around from this death sentence. I'm turning around from this divorce. I'm turning around from this brokenheartedness. I'm turning around from this blindness. I'm turning around from this deaf that I can't hear, I can't see. I'm turning around. Father, you are able to turn it around. And Father, I'm in my turnaround season. I'm walking in my turnaround season. Everything that the enemy thought he was going to take away, I'm taking it back. I'm turning it around. Father, I speak the turnaround. I speak a sudden turnaround now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen.